Let's catch up with former St Kilda superstar, Triple M's and Fox Footy's Nick Revolt. He joins us on the Top Global Rating Rush Hour. G'day, Nick, and good afternoon.
Any time I get an invitation onto a global rating show, it's a privilege.
It's us.
Thank you for having me.
We do go into Texas too, just quietly.
Hey, they'd love your sort of content over there too, don't worry. They like it called exactly how it is.
Yeah, that gets him into trouble a little bit, Rui. Retro round this weekend,
yes.
And we saw yourself and Jonathan Brown dress up as Wayne's World. Now, geez, you look similar.
You do look like Garth.
I'm offended by that.
Must have had a bit of fun doing that, though.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I've learned sort of over the journey with these things. Well, mind you, every time I sing and dance, you know, whether it was the big freeze or doing that stupid thing I did for the Saints that time, every time I do it, I think it's the last time. But I've learned with these things that you got to go all in.
Yes.
Otherwise, you sort of look more ridiculous than you do if you try to sort of half go for it. So had a lot of fun with this one with Brownie. It was great. So I've just enjoyed being able to look back at the 90s. I don't know about you, Bern, but the 90s for me is when I fell in love with footy.
Yep,
that's the boy.
Hey, talking of fun, by the way, I loved your Freddie Mercury, the fangs.
Yeah,
the,
best on, wasn't he?
Your mustache.
Hey, what about last weekend? Anthony Hudson took you boys off air for about 5 minutes. Talk us through that.
Unbelievable scene.
What happened?
So I looked across and, like, you know, Hutto's the best. He's such a good caller, but he's extraordinarily unorganised. So I've done games with him at the Adelaide Oval before, where we stay in the Sheraton there, and you walk across the bridge to the ground, and you'll get across to security, and he'll say, "Oh, I've forgotten my laptop." So he'll walk back, and then he'll get back, and he'll say, "Oh shit, I've forgotten my charger." So then he'll walk back across again. Anyway, so we're in the box on what was it, Saturday, the Richmond Geelong game. You know, big rating game. Lots of eyeballs,
yes.
And I look across and Hutto's got tissues out and he's frantically trying to pad all around the mixer where we plug our mics and our headphones in. Anyway, then it's gone all crackly in my ears and I thought, oh, something's gone wrong here. And there's an empty Coke bottle looking very guilty just lying on the bench. he's unloaded a whole bottle of Coke into the mixer and the whole thing, it's shut the whole thing down. So I flicked the flicked the switch. We lost all our mics, headphones, monitors,
jeez,
computers with all the stats on it, and we were in the dark for 4 or 5 minutes. So if you were watching at home wondering why we weren't calling the game anymore, it was because of Hutto. And then he had the audacity to actually say, "It wasn't that bad. There wasn't that much coke." Well, they picked up the box, and it was like a bloody tap was running. Coke pouring out of this box that he's just unloaded on. So he had a bit of explaining to do on Monday, that's for sure.
Hey, you spoke about the 90s before, and obviously retro round this weekend. Who was your favourite player in the 90s?
Mine was the Chief.
Oh, no.
No,
no, I shouldn't have asked that. No. Who's your second favourite?
It's got to be Plugger. Surely Plugger. Yeah.
Well, the Chief started to, you know, he started to lose a bit of form sort of halfway through the 90s. So I jumped across and then I jumped on the back of the duck.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I love the key forwards. And, you know, do you remember the old "That's the Thing" about "That's
yes,
What I Like About
yes,
Football"?
Yes, good song.
When they would play that song at the end of the coverage, that's when I would, you know, turn into a full-blown footy-loving kid, you know, jumping on the couch and taking speckies. And so that's been the best part of the last week, just reliving all of that stuff.
Nah, I love that too. Darren Jarman, my favourite. Not Andrew, Darren.
Don't go there.
And Tony Modra.
Don't go there. Nick's scarred with that, my brother, too.
Oh, actually, yes. Yeah,
96 grand final.
Yes, was too.
Yeah.
The Saints this year, I want to touch on them. They've just teased us, haven't they, your beloved Saints?
Yeah, they've been frustrating, Bern, no doubt about that. They well, definitely the first half of the season, they were the most disappointing side in it, I thought, given the expectation. I mean, the last four or five weeks, they've played much better footy. You know, they won the three in a row, then bad losses to Port, and they were pretty good against West Coast. So, I mean, I think St Kilda supporters were pretty excited despite the loss with the former Max King.
Yeah.
Been waiting a while for that sort of breakout game, and it was good that it came on the weekend. So there's still a sneaky chance, though, I guess, because none of the teams that have been vying for a spot have really been able to capitalise and win enough games. So it means that teams like the Saints are still in the hunt, remarkably.
Hey, what's your read on Port Adelaide, mate? They're starting to get some decent players back. They're still in the top four.
Yeah, so my take on them is they haven't looked like a premiership team because of the players that they've been missing, I think. But what they have been able to do is win enough games on the way through to stay in a really good position, so that now they get the guys back that they've been missing, and they're all the same types. You know, they're all their sort of X-factor players with polish, like Robbie Gray and Rosie and Butters and Dersma and Motlop and all of these sort of guys. So once they plug that bit of elite skill and flair back into the side, I think they'll be right up there with the Melbournes and the Bulldogs and the Geelongs. And really, this year, I think unlike other years, no one's really elevated themselves yet. So I don't think we've got a great team yet. We've got a lot of really good teams, but not a great one.
You touched on Max King before. Do you, obviously, wears the famous number 12. You handed that on to him. Do you get in contact with him, or do you speak to him? Do you mentor him or anything?
I flick him a few texts every now and then, but you know, after Lloyd, he got the sort of don't come messing around with our boy. I just going to keep my distance.
Just pull back a little bit.
I did pull back. But yeah, look, I'm always around if he ever wants to catch up. Well, we got a good relationship, and it's actually been pretty hard because even if you want to go down to training and have a look, we've all been pretty restricted over the last couple of years being able to do that. So my boys are driving me bonkers to get down and watch training, and they've got, you know, the fresh number 12 on the back, Max King. So they want to get some autographs.
Yeah, well, it's not for Dad. It's definitely for Max.
They've got. I told them they could get fresh jumpers, and they could pick whatever number they wanted, and they chose 12. I chose 12 for Max. So
how have the boys been in lockdown, mate? How many fights you had to break up?
Today or
the last hour?
That's it. That's it, Nicholas.
Oh, I'm hearing you, mate.
Three boys, 6, 4, and 2. It's chaos. It's absolute chaos. So there were a lot of high fives yesterday when back to school.
Yes.
Kath walked back through the door and we just embraced. It was awesome.
Nick, all the best, mate. Look forward to Retro Round, and all the best, Garth, and thanks for joining us.
Excellent.
There he is. Catch Nick on game days and on the couch on Monday nights. Retro Round celebrating the 90s on Fox Footy Channel 504 on Foxtel. Shit, is there anyone on the Triple M staff list that isn't on Fox Footy?
We're a package deal.
Take care, mate, and enjoy the final series.
Yeah, you too, guys. Take care. Bye.
See you, mate. Jars is the only one.
He used to be till he got the arse.
That's the funniest thing you said all year. White teeth.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.